Masechet Horayot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to talk about a person who followed the ruling of a Bet Din that was mistaken. After the Bet Din already realized that they were wrong and they took back their earlier ruling, it disagrees, this Mishnah, with the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we said that an individual does not have to bring a Korban Hatat if he followed the ruling of the Bet Din. Here we're going to say he would have to bring a Korban Hatat even if he followed the ruling of a Bet Din. But in a situation where the majority of the Jewish people followed that error of the Bet Din, the special Korban of the Parhe Elem Davar Shel Sibur, the bull for the matter that was hidden from the community, is brought to serve as a kapara for the entire community. We'll talk about a situation where most of the community followed that ruling, and therefore the special Korban had to be brought. But then the court took back their ruling, and a individual later on didn't hear about what the court did, and he followed that mistake. So here we'll talk about if that person has to bring a Korban Hatat or not. Mishnah says, Horu Bet Din, the court made a mistake, and they ruled that something was permitted, even though in reality it was forbidden under the penalty of karet. And then a majority of the Jewish people followed that ruling and they did the action. But then the court realized that they made a mistake and they took back their ruling. So the par he'elem davar shel sibur had to be brought as a kapara for the community. The following situation applies whether the community already brought that sacrifice, that korban, the par he'elem davar shel sibur, or they did not bring the korban yet. And then what happened? An individual did not hear about what the Bet Din did, their retraction. They went and they did the action that was forbidden. And they went on the opinion, the original opinion of the Bet Din. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says that person is exempt from bringing the Korban Hatat, even though the ruling was already retracted. The fact is, the Korban that's being brought even serves as a kapara for the individuals who followed the ruling and would normally have to bring Korban Hatat. Here, we say the Korban works, even though the Bet Din already retracted their opinion. But Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says it's a matter of doubt whether the person should bring his own Korban Hatat or not. Before he followed the ruling of the Bet Din, he should have done his research a little bit. He should have seen, did the Bet Din retract their opinion or not? The fact is, he didn't do that. He didn't go look and see if the Bet Din took back their opinion. So therefore, the sin that he did is considered to be from his own negligence, and therefore he's obligated to bring his own Korban Hatat. It's a matter of a safek. Should have he or should have he not went and researched if the Bet Din took back their original opinion? So therefore we say he has to bring in Asham Talui. And Asham Talui is a Korban that says that if a person is in doubt if he's obligated to bring a Korban Hatat or not, he brings this Asham Talui, and that clarifies the situation, and it takes care of the problem. He can't bring a Korban Hatat because he doesn't really know if he's obligated or not. So therefore, we say Safek, and therefore, he brings the Asham Talui. Ezehu Safek, what's the case that we say is a matter of doubt if this person has to bring the Korban Hatat or not? Yashav lo betoch beto hayav. If he stayed at home in his place where he knew the Bet Din, he knew their rulings, and he should understand what's going on in the town. He should go clarify what's going on. And therefore, in that situation, maybe he shouldn't have to bring Korban Hatat. So therefore, we say he has to bring in Asham Talui. He was home. He should have found out what the Bet Din was doing. And therefore, he possibly is responsible for not finding out. But halach lo lemidinat hayam batur. But if he went overseas, if he was traveling, he would be exempt from any Korban whatsoever. In this case, person's traveling, he's in a foreign land, we don't expect him to know that the Bet Din took back their opinion, and therefore we would say he's not held responsible in any way whatsoever. We'll now bring a similar machloket about another type of case where a person followed the ruling of the Bet Din that was retracted while he was preparing to travel. He was still at home, but he wasn't fully settled at home. He was preparing for a trip, for a journey. Amar Bi Akiva, Modeh ani bazeh shehu karov liftur min hachova. Says Rabbi Akiva, I agree that this person also, the one who's preparing for a journey, is also considered to be exempt, more exempt then obligated. It's logical to say as well that you could consider somebody who is preparing for a journey, that also it's as if he's gone from the place, his mind is not settled, is not present, and therefore he would not need to bring a korban asham talui either. He's not required in that case to find out what's going on in his own town because he's about to leave his town. So therefore, it's not going to find out if the court retracted their ruling or not. So therefore, we're not going to hold him responsible for this avera. Amar lo ben azai, mashana ze min hayoshev bebeto. Ben Azai says, why do you consider this person different from the person who stayed at home? Even though he's preparing to leave, he didn't leave yet. And therefore, he should be responsible to find out what's going on in his hometown. Ben Azai is saying, I don't care about his mindset. He is in a place. If he's in that place, therefore, he should know what's going on by the ruling of the Bet Din. And I don't care if he's looking to travel or not. Right now, he's currently in a certain location. So therefore, he's responsible to find out what's going on in the Bet Din. And therefore, he'd be obligated to bring an Asham Talui, just like a person who is currently at home. Rabbi Akiva responds, says Rabbi Akiva, the difference between the people, the person who was at home and the person who was preparing for a journey, again, Rabbi Akiva says, person who's at home has to bring an Asham Talui, because he should have known what's going on. The person who's preparing for a journey, his mind isn't elsewhere, so therefore he would not have to bring an Asham Talui. We don't hold him responsible, because we say, the person who's at home, Efshar Hayalo Shishma, the one who's at home, he had the ability to hear about the court's retraction. But the person who was preparing to travel did not have the ability to hear about the retraction. He was asuk. He was busy preparing for his trip. So therefore we say he's not responsible for following and keeping up with the news of the town and knowing that that retracted ruling happened. And therefore we say he's not obligated to bring even in Asham Talui.